إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu created us and gave us hidayah and gave us guidance towards himself. Somebody asked me, a friend of mine from Nigeria asked me this question yesterday, and she said, "You always say that we should take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give to the people. What is the meaning of that?" I was very happy to get this question because it shows that at least there is one person in the world who actually listens to what I'm saying and thinks about it. So at least that's one good thing. Because I've said this like a million times, nobody asked me, so I'm assuming everybody knows what it is. So what is the meaning of taking from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, created human beings, and He sent the Anbiya alayhimus salam among the human beings to teach them how to live. And in how to live, there is no Nabi who came to teach us how to live in terms of earning a living. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to people generally. The knowledge of material things, the knowledge of earning a living, of making your life more comfortable, more luxurious, all kinds of scientific discoveries and so on and development. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this generally to the human race. It is not necessary for someone to be a Muslim to be, for example, a cardiac surgeon. It's not required. Anybody can do that. I'm not trying to downplay or discount scientific knowledge or things like that. That's not the purpose. I'm saying that this is something, material means of living in this world, Allah gave everybody. But connection with Him, this Allah gave only to the people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gave this only to the Anbiya alayhimus salam, to the prophets. And they were sent with this mission to say, teach this to the people. Offer it to the people. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. On you, there is nothing more than conveying clearly. Those who accept it, alhamdulillah. Those who don't accept it, that is their lookout. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is not, we have not made you somebody who is al-jabbar on the people, to force it onto them. No. Your job is to present. To take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give to the people refers to this higher level of learning and knowledge, which is the knowledge of the revelation, of the wahi. For example, in this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us, Allah gives eyesight to everybody. Illa mashallah, for somebody who is born blind, it's a different thing. But I'm saying that physically, a human being who is born whole and complete is born with eyesight. So everybody has eyesight. But the ability to understand what you are seeing, Allah gave to those who know Him. What is the meaning of that? You might say, well, I'm looking at an elephant, I understand it's an elephant. I'm looking at a Rolls Royce, I understand it's a car, I'm not saying it's a plane. Right? So, the point is that, so what is the meaning of understand? The meaning of understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah said, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence. Allah did not say there are signs for people who can see. أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. People who have intelligence, who can reflect, who can think. He didn't say people who can see. Why? Because there is a difference between looking and seeing. And that difference is understanding. Everyone looks at, for example, the example I usually give is the difference between me looking at a person and a physician, a doctor looking at the same person. I look at the person and I say, well, you know, this person looks, maybe this person is a little bit overweight, or maybe he looks, you know, just I'm Hyderabad, khate pite gharane ka hai. So he's, you know, eats a lot. But a doctor looks at him and says, there is something wrong with his kidneys. I'm not talking about sending him for a scan. He looks at him and says, something wrong with his kidneys, there is water retention. Now, I saw the same thing. The doctor also saw the same thing. I'm not saying the doctor is saying this after doing tests on the person's kidneys or after sending him for a scan. What is the difference? The difference is the doctor is seeing with his knowledge. I am seeing with my eyes. That's the difference between looking and seeing. Looking, you look. Eye is a camera, you take a picture, khalas. The camera doesn't understand what it has done. It's taken a picture, clear picture. But the camera has no understanding of what it is. But when the person is seeing, our eyes are doing more than a camera. I mean, you're seeing. But you are understanding what you are seeing. What is this sign? This sign is a sign of renal failure, potential renal failure. Possible that this person might actually end up in renal failure. His kidneys are not functioning properly. His water retention, first of the signs. Go get your kidneys tested. Go get this and that. Right? Now the issue is, this is the knowledge that we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the knowledge of the signs. What is a sign? A sign is not a geometric diagram, or a sign is not a piece of decoration. A sign is something which points towards something. A sign is, instead of telling you a whole story, you put a sign. Right? You put a skull and crossbones. Which means what? Danger. I mean, instead of putting a whole paragraph, this is electricity and this is so many volts, and if you touch it, they are going to turn into a, you know, chik kebab or something. They don't have to put all of this. Skull and crossbones. A person who looks at that knows that this is dangerous, don't touch it. So a sign points to something. Allah is saying that in the creation of the heavens and the earth, the whole creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs. These things themselves are signs for people who think. As I said, he didn't say people who see. Everybody see. People who think. Meaning, people who are seeing with knowledge. What knowledge? The knowledge of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Because when that person sees this, he is saying, Subhanallah. Ajib the khudrat of Allah. I was telling my wife yesterday that in photography, you know, I love taking photographs. I should be in front of you, I should say I love taking bad photographs. But anyway, the point is that what I really like to take photographs of are the small birds, very small birds. You know, sunbirds, hummingbirds and all, very tiny little birds. Some of them I don't even know the names. Tiny little thing. Once I took in Norelia in Sri Lanka, there was a little blackbird which is sitting on a blade of grass, literally blade of grass, and the blade of grass doesn't bend. So imagine what is the weight of that bird. I mean, it's sitting on this blade of grass and the blade of grass is not bending. So it's so tiny. Now, I love taking those photographs because those birds up close you can't see with your naked eye, because there's no way you can get that close to the bird to see it. It's too small to see it, you know, at a distance. The only way you see that bird up close is with a long lens. And the reason I love taking those photographs is because, first of all, I can see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation in this tiny little thing. And then I marvel that this little thing, which is so small, it has zero defenses. A lizard can eat it. I mean, it doesn't need one, you know, great harpy eagle. Anything or anything can kill it. Anything can... But this little thing, it lives, it builds nests, it lays eggs, it raises its chicks. Ajib. So who is protecting this? This little tiny, 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 tiny thing. It's got zero defense, absolutely no defenses whatsoever. You say boo, it will die. So small, but it lives. Subhanallah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show people what this sign is. It's not about the bird. It's about the creator of the bird. And it is therefore about what does this mean to me as a human being. This creator of this bird can protect this little thing in the wild with all the enemies around it, but it keeps it, he keeps it safe. What about me? What am I worried about? What am I running from? Signs. Yesterday I went to Chennai, so that was Saturday, and I went for some professional work. I was sitting in my client's office, and I asked him about a common friend of ours, very dear friend of mine, called Muhammad Miran, who was the founder, president, and managing director of GM Pens, the ball pens which you use all over the place, called GM Pens. So I asked him, how's Miran bhai? I haven't seen him for a long time. He said he passed away yesterday. He said yesterday was his janaza, was his funeral. We asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him Jannatul Firdaus ul-Ala bi ghairi hisab. Now, I mean, obviously I got a shock because I asked about someone who said he died yesterday. It's a shocking thing. But my point is, again, a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For me, to say that instead of me asking about Miran bhai, it would be somebody asking about me and the other person would say he died yesterday. It will happen one day. The day after I die, if you ask someone, they will say, I died yesterday. So, what is so amazing about that? But my point is, this is the meaning of taking from the treasures of Allah. This is only one of the things, inshallah, bismillah ta'ala, if Allah gives tawfiq, we will talk about more. But I am saying that, let us understand this. This is the meaning of Islam. Allah taught us how to see. So, what is it? What does it mean? Take from the treasure of Allah and give to the world. Teach the world how to see. Everybody can look, not everybody can see. Because seeing comes from understanding, and understanding comes from understanding our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of the sign? The skull and crossbones, what does it mean? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to give us tawfiq, to open our eyes so that we can actually see instead of spending our time just looking at the world. And to recognize him and his glory and his majesty in what we see all around us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.